Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to do what's so into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? I'm feeling the vibrations already and you're asking some good questions on a Motivational Monday. Well, this time is designed for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Can I say wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Allow me to set up the framework of today's program. We will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into the broadcast around today's subject. Then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to ask you, we ask you, and Inspired Media for You, we make the request that you take a quick moment to send someone a quick email. How about a quick fax? I know that's old school for you social media gurus. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I think you get the point. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, your tablets and your iPads sitting in front of your laptop or your desktop, you want to grab something real quick so that you can make a note of the richness that will be shared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we truly have an all-star joining us in our virtual boardroom. Today's guest is a returning guest to the boardroom and one of my beloved dear sisters. Evangelist Keisha R. Freeland is transforming the world one heart at a time. Evangelist Keisha R. Freeland is a servant called to evangelize the nation through speaking of hope, compassion, and goodwill. She has a unique approach to ministry, which identifies with people of all cultures and meets them wherever they are in life. Her purpose in ministry is founded upon the scripture Isaiah 61:1, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." With a unique love for God's word and a passion for transforming and transformation in the lives of his people, Keisha Freeland has been sent to minister good tidings, to help others progress through their circumstances and fulfill God's unique plan and destiny for their lives. I can tell you more about my beloved sister, Keisha R. Freeland, and we're going to hear more about who she is in ministry. But the one thing that I want to share with you is that when I first met this beautiful light quite a few years ago, I didn't just meet an individual, I had an encounter. And you know, it's very rare that when you meet someone, you have an encounter with them. And this would be the case with my encounter and my meeting, Keisha R. Freeland, who is an author, and we're going to be speaking about her book this evening. And I'm excited to share with you that you have been chosen. We're going to hear more about that. Let's welcome in today's in-studio guest, my beloved sister, evangelist, author, Dr. Keisha R. Freeland.
Hi. Good evening, Coach Adams. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be on your show tonight. Thank you.
Oh, you are so very welcome. But can I say, oh my gosh, I am more excited to have you on today's show because I feel so passionate around your book. You have been chosen for the times and this awakening. And you know, I'm so intrigued by, and of course you and I had a brief conversation around the book, and as you know, I said I want to encounter with you as our global listening audience is encountering and hearing, how was this book birthed? I mean, how did this book come about?
I can tell you this, the book actually was a sermon. I know you told your listening audience that I'm an evangelist. And for the last couple of years, as I have been asked to come out, to go out and minister, whether it was domestic, locally, statewide, or international, you know, a lot of times when you're asked to come and speak or to minister at an event, they always give you a theme. And the one thing that was burning in my heart whether, like I said, I was going internationally or locally or statewide. It was this same title. No matter what theme they would give me, you have been chosen for the times. Awakening God's End Time Warriors. I feel like this, as I travel, no matter where I go, whether it's Africa, whether it's the United States, whether it's Europe or the Caribbean, there are people longing and hungering to see an authentic move of God. To see something happen that has not been happened, that has never happened before. And I believe that we are in the greatest time in human history where the God of heaven has chosen us to carry out and to be conduits of something that I'm telling you that is so massive in a time that we live in.
You know, what I love about the title of your book, and specifically this term, chosen, when we understand the basic Webster's Dictionary definition of chosen is having been selected as the best or most appropriate. And so when you're talking about to our listening audience and this message, this mandate that God has given you, you have been chosen for the times. What I love and what's so key and significant is that it's talking about you have been selected. You're the very best and the most appropriate individual to do whatever it is your assignment is that you've been called to do. And, you know, sis, some people may say, well, you know, it's too late for me. I'm retired, or you don't know my story. You don't know where I've been and all of the various things that I know, being that you travel globally, that you have heard and you are in ministry. Of course, you know, I could go on with your ministry accolades as you are in leadership at your church, serving under your pastors, your spiritual family, as a deacon, missionary director of outreach, and director of the singles ministry. How long have you been a part of the ministry, Victory Christian Ministries International?
I have been a member of Victory Christian Ministries now for the last 19 years.
Yeah. Wow, and I know you've been in ministry since a teenager, since age 20, right? Or more than 20 years?
From the age of 16.
Oh, 16. Ooh, forgive me.
Yes, I actually gave my life to the Lord at the age of 16. Got called to the ministry at the age of 19, got licensed, and I've been preaching the gospel from the age of 16 till today, which I am 41 years old. And you know the one thing I can say.
41 years young and fabulous.
40, yes, exactly. You know, the greatest thing is that God is always after your yes. I believe that everything you need in this life, whether it is decisions that you have to make, it is attached to your yes and your obedience. And the one thing I gave with God was my yes. The encounter that I had with Jesus is an encounter that any person that I would physically encounter, I wanted them to actually see the same encounter that I had with Jesus Christ. I had this desire to allow people to be a conduit of that. And I think it's so important that when the Bible says that we are a city that sits upon a hill that cannot be hidden, that you're not called for your light to not shine, but you are called to be the very encounter of Jesus. You are his ambassador. You're his representation in the earth. And so I believe that there is a clarion call right now being called to the body of Christ, and it is calling men to stand in their appointed positions at this time. And we're about to see sweeping changes take place. We're about to see people that we never even imagined that will rise up and be voices in these end times, and they are going to be the ones that are going to push this generation into the greatest move of God that we've ever seen in this history of time.
And I believe that. I am so on one accord with you, sis. And, you know, I love it that you said that the book was birthed from a sermon, that wherever you ministered, wherever that may have been. And I know you've traveled to North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Mexico, the Caribbean islands, all around the globe. And I know your travels doesn't just stop there. So you have definitely been some places, and that this message was a central thread in any theme that you were hearing from the Spirit of God. So you have this mandate. But what does being chosen mean to Keisha R. Freeland? Dr. Freeland.
You know what I feel like being chosen means to me? The greatest thing that I can sum it up in is that God is beginning to move with great revival power throughout all the earth. And in the middle of all of the distress of life and everything that's going on that looks like there's no hope as the world is getting darker, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, what you have, what you don't have, but just this assurance that the God of heaven has picked you. He's not looking for you to say, oh, pass it over to your neighbor, but there are things that God has placed on the inside of you that God is going to use to change. You have the answers in your mouth for this generation. Can you imagine that you could have been at any time, at any dispensation, but God himself picked you before time was. Remember, God works outside of time. That so there is nothing or there's no limitations to what God would do and what he's going to do and what he's already doing through your life.
You know, what I love is that this thing about being selected, that God has selected each and every one of us, that he has chosen us, like you said, in whatever it is, like your book is representative of that. This show is representative of that. Someone who may have a business, who may be in real estate, in entertainment, may be an inventor, whatever it is, you have been selected. And you're the very best to bring forth what you have. And it's so important for us to line up. I think that that is really the key, that we can know that I've been chosen, but we're not about the Father's business. Tell me a little bit more about being chosen and what you feel has been revealed to you and why this message is so key.
I believe that this message is so key because I believe it's the very message of I am going to live my best life unapologetically. And, you know, a lot of times we say living my best life, being as though that there are so many people that are discouraged, they're in despair. So many people don't even know which way they're going. You know, you think about it, there are people who are single parents. There are people who have their families in the hospital. And to know that God himself has placed giftings, no matter what mountain you're called to, whether it's social media, whether it's media, whether it's the educational arena, whether it's business or whether it's real estate, but God himself has and took the time to invest his giftings and callings on the inside of you, and you're it. You're chosen. There's nobody else to carry out this assignment. And you know what I want to stress? The reality is that you are chosen. You've been handpicked by the God of heaven. You're not your mom, not your dad, but the God who created and set boundaries and set the sea and the sun and the moon into a certain place and position is that your Father And he chose you for this time to carry out his agenda and his assignment in the earth. That alone will make you come to a realization that you're not going to walk in fear. You're not going to walk in anxiety. You have the to-do to carry out your God-given mission, your God-given purpose, and you can carry it out successfully because the God of heaven has chosen you. And you can do it with confidence. You can do it with boldness. And you can do it unapologetically. Because there are more of us than those who are against us.
I so feel your passion around this subject. And this is a subject that I feel strongly about myself. And I feel like that. And, you know, as I'm reflecting in this moment and sharing this, personally, I'm getting emotional. Why? Because if we're not supposed to still be here on this earth with an assignment, we wouldn't be here. In a matter of about 5 weeks, I lost two ministry partners, two generals and warriors for Christ. And when I tell you they were living their lives on purpose about the Father's business, and they're now rejoicing in heaven. So clearly their assignment came to a close. But so often, and Keisha, help me out with this one, people get into that mindset that I can't make a difference. It's too late for me. You don't know my story. You know, I'm retired, whatever the case may be. And so they feel like I'm just to cruise through life and they're not making an impact. They are existing and not really impacting. But do you agree that if you still have breath left in your body, there's something that you have been called to do?
You know, you have aroused something, and this is something that God gave me maybe a year ago. And I wrote this, time as we know has taken the passenger seat, and eternity has taken the driver's seat. And it is moving us into places and dimensional realms beyond what we have ever seen in our present time. A lot of people, they have a great revelation on the natural. A lot of people have mastered what they do in the natural, but not understanding that God has given us the greatest ability is to actually be able to operate from two worlds. So you not only have access to the natural realm, but you also have access to the supernatural realm, and which actually affects, and it's the greatest realm, and it affects your whole natural realm. And so a lot of times people take for granted time, and they don't understand time, but God has given us time, and he's given us seasons, and he's given us moments, which now equals now. So everything that you think that will be in your future time, it is actually, you can call it to your now time. So the things that we're believing God for and the things that we are declaring, that we have to have a realization, it is in your now. Right now, you have access to the resources you need. Right now, you have access to the impossibilities. Right now, you have access to the vision God has given you. You have access to the now, and it is what you say it is. What are we declaring? What are we decreeing? God has given us the authority to declare and to decree what we want to see in our presently now.
And I know that truly we, many of us are struggling with, because we're like, I don't know what that may look like. Evangelist, Freeland, I don't know what that may mean for me. I'm just struggling every day to occupate and do, you know, to survive, but I don't know what that vocation looks like. What would be the word or what encouragement, insight would you share with somebody that's really struggling where they are? And they are in that place of just existing, knowing what you know and the insight that you have in the spirit realm, the significance of being chosen.
You know, this is what I would say. There's one of my favorite scriptures, and it's Matthew 6 and it's 6:33, and it's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. A lifestyle at his feet, having that intimate time, that one-on-one with Jesus. You know, our society is set up for us to be distracted. You know, for us to have devotion time, it's not normal. A lot of times we are so busy with the everyday do things, but the moment that we take that personal organic time, nothing deep, nothing long, but just that acknowledgement of Jesus, you're my Lord, you're not just my Savior, you're my Master. What are we going to do today, Holy Spirit? What are we doing today, Jesus? And partnering with him, that one-on-one communion with him will actually afford you everything you need in this life.
Now, you know, as it relates to me, you're speaking to the choir, so I get it, and you're right. Society today, you know, it's a microwavable society. Everything is quick, fast, and in a hurry, and our senses are constantly being pulled on, you know, what we're watching, what we're hearing, all of that, you know, touching, tasting, all of those things are being pulled on continuously, and we're in such a fast pace. I mean, social media, for example, it's like everything is so quick, fast, and moving so rapidly that we don't take the time to slow down, to spend that quiet time, to turn off the TV, to just get in a quiet place, and to hear what God would speak to us at any given time. You know, it's interesting because my mentors, which of course you know, they're 70 and 72, if I'm not mistaken. Why do I share that? I look at them, they are on fire for purpose, you know, are at a place where, quote unquote, as the world would say, they can retire and retire well, and yet they still have this fire shut up in their bones for their vision at 70 and 72. And that blesses my socks off as an image for me, because it really speaks to, as long as you have breath in your body, it's about fulfilling the assignment that God has called you to. And it may change from moment to moment or season to season. Like, you know, initially you may have had the book in you, but now you're the author. It was converted in this season, but it wasn't converted 20 years ago. You know what I mean? But it was still a part of God's purpose. So life is about seasons, and there's different areas of focus that he may have us in for each season. If someone is processing, okay, I'm hearing what Evangelist Freeland is saying. I'm hearing that she is telling me that this wisdom is coming forth about I'm chosen. I get that I'm chosen. I understand that she's saying I'm chosen for the times, meaning this time. I get that. She's saying spend some time with God. I understand that. And if I spend time with God, then I'm going to get clear on what that is. Now, I know for you, Evangelist Freeland, there is a unification of your occupation and your vocation. But some people have a disconnect, meaning that they're not in ministry on the level that you're in. They may have to do something else, but, you know, occupate to vocate. Do you have any wisdom in, because sometimes people feel like, well, of course she's in ministry, but I'm not. And so I'm, you know, I'm a realtor. I'm in the entertainment industry. I am an inventor. I am a business owner, whatever it may be. Do you have any insight on or wisdom around being chosen and how, although we may occupate, to vocate, that there's really not a separation and what that looks like? Any thoughts around that?
I would say this, and I just actually put a message on this. First things first, it all starts with your relationship with God, and it ends with your relationship with God. Coming into a reality that the God of heaven has chose you, the God of heaven loves you, and no matter where you at, where you are in life, that God is the one who has perfectly, I call him the master strategist. He knows how to strategize very well, better than anybody else. And as you come into that settlement within yourself, that your total dependency has to be on God. It's really not even by choice, but the day that you realize and the day that I've realized that you're going to encounter what people may say in the earth, the greatest people that you can sit at a round table with that can open doors for you, but there is no comparison to the love of God and how God relentlessly loves you. There's nothing that you can do wrong or right, that you can do less or small, that would change his mind about what he's already prearranged for your life. That type of love is relentless. It is I call it like it's so dangerous. There's not enough words to articulate in a Webster's dictionary the love of God and how much he loves you. And his love will drive, his love will produce. God is such a producer, which we know, and God is ready to produce new ideas, new innovation, beginning ready to blow and set a blaze of fire in you that won't stop or no. You're unstoppable. There is nothing that you cannot do. God is creating. He's in the business of creating things that have not been seen or ever heard of through you because you have been chosen for the time.
And, you know, I feel your fire, and I love it, and I am so passionate right there with you that life is about purpose, and in this purpose, it's because God has chosen us. And, you know, I think I'm trying to get an understanding for our listening audience, and I want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. That bottom line, I think what I'm trying to get at is, can God use you right where you are? Meaning, everyone is not called to ministry in a pulpit, per se, but everyone has a ministry. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, totally. You know, the greatest thing I have been blessed with is, as an evangelist, being able to interact with people from all different ethnic groups, all different diversities, all different occupational groups. And I have been blessed. I have friends that are lawyers. They are doctors. I actually consult and work at a hospital, nurses and real estate agents and business. And I tell you something, that every person that I interact and that I'm interacting that are part of me have that same passion of God allowing them and allotting them and Christ to be seen through them.
Yes, in agreement with you. And so in that case, there is not a disconnect between what someone does as their occupation and their vocation, because that is their mission field. That is their ministry as a lawyer, as an attorney, as a doctor, as a nurse, whatever it may be, if in fact that is what God has chosen them to do. Is that what you're saying?
I am totally saying that. I am totally, you know, I'm thinking about the time when Jesus, you know, the disciples were asking him, Christ, why would you go with the publicans and the sinners, and, you know, why would you go and sit and eat with them? You know, Jesus died for the world. He died for sinners. And God is so strategic in setting up his system, you know, and the way that he has established, rather, like we say, you're in government, rather you're a businessman, rather you're real estate, you have the ability to represent Christ. You are a representation of the kingdom of God. I don't care if you're in the marketplace, whether you're in the church, you have the opportunity for someone. Jesus is not coming back down to the earth, but you have been given the assignment to represent his kingdom.
In agreement. You know, I want to ask you, and, you know, I anticipate that we have individuals that are listening in that may have questions for us today, and I want to know, are you okay with us opening the lines up at this time, allowing our global listening audience to, as I like to say, play in the sandbox with us, to chime in, ask a question, make a comment around today's show?
Of course.
Wonderful. Well, I want to let our global listening audience know that this is, again, the time in our programming when we invite you to share in today's discussion. If you have a question or comment around today's topic, you are chosen. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, be it your laptop, desktop, or what have you, you do need to dial in if you're connected through the web. You dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to, again, add yourself to the host queue. Know that this is a safe space and we welcome the interaction. Wow. Evangelist, doctor, author, Keisha Freeland. So rich. It is so rich. And actually, I'm saying doctor because I just learned something new about my beautiful sister today in reading the fullness of your bio. So that's why I'm throwing out the doctor, because I didn't know that until today. What would you say has been the greatest life lesson that you have learned on your journey, maybe in general, or that connects back to this mandate that you've given around being chosen?
I think the greatest thing I have learned is to always stay small in your own eyes. The culture of honor and loving people unconditionally. A lot of times my friends would say we can be out and we just maybe at a grocery store or something. I'm always after the one, whether I am, you know, speaking to one person or I'm at, you know, on a pulpit, it doesn't matter. Whether I'm talking to someone who may be a person who's a custodian, I would treat that person as if they were the president of the United States of America, because every person matters. You know, loving people on purpose. And you're not loving people for what you can get from them or for, but just loving them unconditionally. I tell you, the greatest investment I learned is in people. I love people so much. Yes. And just laying my life down to see, you know, my heart is, I have a heart for this generation. And I believe that this generation deserves a move of God. This generation deserves to know their purpose. And I believe that God is calling us to take this generation over into the next, over into the new. And I believe that he's given us the greatest mandate. And it's such an honor to serve this generation and learning to serve. A lot of times, you know, especially as preachers, we want someone maybe to serve us, but no, we're called to serve the people. I am a ministry gift, so I am given over to the people of God and given over to people.
You know, I anticipate that we do have, speaking of people, people tuned in, and we've mentioned and talked about and referenced you have been chosen for the times. How can someone get a copy of your book? How can they get in touch with you? Obviously, we know that you are a global speaker who goes out and ministers around the world. And so if someone wants to connect with you offline, how would they do that? How would they make that connection?
They actually can go to my website, and it's Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A, Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, KeishaFreeland.com. They can actually purchase the book there. The book is also, You Have Been Chosen for the Times, it's on Amazon, and they also can purchase it by Kindle.
Wonderful. Give your website address one more time.
Yeah, Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A, Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D.com, KeishaFreeland.com.
Wonderful. And I do want to remind our global listening audience that our programming is open at this time, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. If you have a question or a comment around today's subject, you have been chosen. Please do not hesitate to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on the telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Meanwhile, Keisha Freeland and I will continue our discussion here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we thank you so much for tuning in. It looks like we actually have two callers. I'm going to bring our first caller in, area code 202, last four digits of your number, 3619. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Keisha Freeland. We thank you for tuning in. What's your question or comment?
Good evening. Good evening, Coach Adams, and also Evangelist Freeman. How do you handle, for our global audience, how do you handle just blind faith? You know, a lot of times we see or we have an umption, but we don't act on it. Simply because we'll say, hey, I just don't think I can do that. How do you handle, I just can't approach that person, or that's too big for me. How do you handle that?
It's a great question.
That is an amazing question. I believe that that happens as you cultivate and develop an ear and develop your time, again, listening to the Holy Spirit knowing that the Bible says that the righteous is as bold as a lion. And I believe that happens. The Bible also says what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. And as we, you know, take that time to develop our ear, our inner ear, you know, that time to hear God, it'll be your nature. It'll be so organic. It'll be just who you are, you know, as you approach. And the things that look like, that look like mountains, will just become like valleys, you know, and you'll be able to just flow. And also, it says out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And those rivers and those living water, it becomes tsunamis. And then that's when the world around you is impacted and affected by the Christ on the inside of you.
Mm. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, I would like to also add that and just, you know, giving another side and point of view is that as you take that step of, as you called it, blind faith, as you take that risk, trusting that
mm-hmm.
you are hearing from God and you've done your due diligence behind the scenes and private, as Evangelist Freeland mentioned, so you know you're hearing from God. And you step out, but it's uncomfortable. And the one greatest lesson that I've learned is that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And so it's
mm-hmm.
like a muscle that we have to build. And the more one steps out, the more they build that habit of getting comfortable when they feel that unctioning to move.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are saying, wow, that's confirming with me. But we have to establish that habit, but you can't do that if you don't step out, because a habit is an acquired mode of behavior. It's
mm-hmm.
involuntary. It's fixed through repetition. So the more you do it, the more you step out, the more you take a risk, the more you do it, the more you step out, the more you take a risk. Now you're getting that constant confirmation that it is God. And sometimes you're going to miss it, and that's okay. We all miss it. But if you keep taking the risk and to build that habit, as you've spent that private time, as Evangelist spoke about, now you're going to get that confirmation along the way. And as God speaks, you're tuning up the frequency to know truly when it's Him and when it's not you, when it's Him and when it's you, and when to move and not to move, because you're building that habit
mm-hmm.
and flexing those muscles.
Mm.
So good.
Amen. Thank you.
And thank you. And we do have another caller, area code 909, last four digits 8873. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Keisha Freeland. You have a question or comment today for us?
I do. Thank you for the both of you. As a matter of fact, I would like to know, is there something that people probably aren't aware of, as far as, you know, a point of starting what God has called you to do, taking those steps, those next steps? Is there something that you all did that got you even closer with God? I know we talk about, you know, Evangelist Freeland just shared about, you know, fine-tuning that ear, as you just said, Coach Adams, about, you know, going into exercising that spiritual muscle. Is there anything that you all have personally done in your lives that you can say that you was an added benefit in getting you into a deeper, tighter relationship with God, something that you actually did that set you up for that success and that bond and relationship with Him to trust Him better?
Another great question. I'm going to first defer to my guest.
I believe also a really important key component is your company. The people knowing who's assigned to you and who's attached to you. Because a lot of times we know that the enemy is always ready to send people because he's so drawn to the anointing upon your life, the oil that's on your life, the anointing, the ability to do what God has given you to do. It is very attractive. It attracts good and it attracts evil. And I feel that having the right people around, I know from my own personal life, it is not the popular thing to do to be showed out to God and unapologetic about it. But when God, he will put the right people around you that would encourage. None of us are long rangers. But with God, two is better than one. God will begin to bring the right people at the right time that will be the ones that a lot of times that will help equip, help open doors, help empower you. I think that that we have to know who's assigned to us and who's attached to us, because some people are assigned and God has sent them, but there are people who are attached and they shouldn't be there.
Well, that's
wow,
rich.
That is some powerful, yes, it is exactly, wow, you took my word because I use it so frequently. But, yes, that was really rich. Who's assigned to you? I love it. And, you know, the other thing, and just knowing who's in your circle, we've talked about spending that quiet time with God and getting into that intimate place and intimate relationship so that you can really hear. But I love that Evangelist Freeland gave us the illustration of what I like to call the circle of trust, that we have to know who we have in our midst and who's in the midst with us. In addition, because that deals with when we are in the right circles and we have those right communities around us, those communities are key, and they can help to either build us up or tear us down in the assignment mm-hmm. that God has called us to. I know you were asking a question, you know, what have we done? For me, and many of our listeners know that I serve a Christian-based organization called Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And so for me, that community has been so key in my spiritual growth and development with my mentors and the sense of family and community that has been established to help to continue to build my spiritual faith and base. And those things like that are very, very key. So I encourage you, if you haven't already, shameless plug, taking a leap. It's time to take a leap. September the 8th. Okay, if you want more information, let me know. But I hope that that answers your question, and we thank you for chiming in today.
It does. Thank you so much.
Wow, Evangelist, I am so loving the dialogue and the questions. And for those that have already asked a question, if you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. That would be great. If you still have a question, we want you to know that our lines are still open and we do welcome your interaction. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. It is amazing, Dr. Freeland. It's amazing how quickly time flies.
I'm serious.
I know, right? This hour of power has so flown by, and as our last caller said, and as I say often, and this is not just a statement, but it is truth, this has really been a rich time, and I thank you so much for it. Are there any final closing thoughts? We're at about 5 minutes before our show closes out today. Any final thoughts that you have around today's subject, insight that you want to leave us with? Drop us some more insight and wisdom on you have been chosen for the time.
I would leave with you all. You are the very expression of God in the earth realm. And he is about to exercise his power and authority through your life like never before. You are the remnant that God has chosen, and that as far as you can see it, it is yours. God has given you the power to overcome. God has given you the power to establish. A lot of us right now have things on the tip of our heart that God is saying yes to. The world, your boss, everybody is saying no to you. But it is yes and amen for you. I believe that not days from now, you are about to see God move in your life. God answer things that you have been asking him for. You're under an open heaven. You are about to walk in acceleration and the immediate. I believe that there is no limitations to what you can believe, that God is actually putting his weight on your belief system for you to see manifestation in seconds. So I would say this to you, that you don't have to be fearful. A lot of us are dealing with anxiety and fear like I've never heard and seen before. I believe that the devil is a professional at amplifying. He amplifies everything. So as he's amplifying his lies, God is amplifying his truth and his lordship over your life. And he's about to exercise his authority through your life like you have never seen before. So get excited, stay excited. Know that you have been chosen for the time and that you have the answers and you are the answer for this generation.
Wow, I feel, again, the power of the fire of your passion on the inside and the word that God has given you for such a time as this. And, you know, what's interesting is that in your speaking, what I was hearing is that in order for one to walk in the revelation of what you just shared, they must already be in position.
Yes.
So if one is not in position, you will not, you can't unlock what has just been spoken. So you have to be in position. And being in position simply means that you have to be about the Father's business. You have to be doing your assignment. And as you're doing your assignment, impacting and making a difference, occupating as you vocate so you can occupate, whatever that looks like for you. We talked about if it's a realtor, if it's an attorney, a lawyer, an accountant, minister, business owner, entertainer, whatever it may look like, author, whatever it is, if you're doing that, then you will see the unfolding of signs and wonders and God using you for such a time
That's
as this.
True.
But if you're not in position, so my charge with the fire that's been spoken is that you get into position if you're not already in position. If you're in position, continue to do what you are doing. But if you're not in position, it's key that you get into position. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Freeland, we're close to that moment. Any thoughts if someone's not in position, what you would say to them and leave them with and how they can get into position? Because that is so key.
You know, I would say this. Again, it's in your yes. And all God is looking for is yielded vessels. And as you give him your yes, you become a magnet to the divine, unprecedented, uncommon favor of God. And I believe that there is such a release and transfer of wealth, of resources to establish the kingdom of God in these last days. And again, you have been chosen to be a conduit of establishing and owning and possessing nations. God has given you the nations as an inheritance. How does that look? God is not limited to your nation, the United States of America. God has given you the globe as a possession. He is giving you the nations as an inheritance. So everything that's in that nation that God will call you to, you have access to establish his kingdom. You are gateways and you are bridges, an extension of the kingdom of God to the nation.
I think that that is the perfect place to close out. You are an extension of the kingdom here on earth. You are the bridge, and God wants to use you as the bridge. Wow. Truly rich and insightful. You have been chosen. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, and I want to thank our anointed guest, evangelist, doctor, author, Keisha Freeland. My friend, I thank you so much for joining us for Motivational Mondays today. If you want to continue this dialogue, maybe you didn't have the opportunity to ask a question, I want you to know that socially we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. We invite you to join us right here on Inspired Media for You every Monday for Motivational Mondays. Tell a friend. Help us to expand our outreach. If you've gotten anything from today's programming, we have guests that come and join us on a regular basis. We have our Shape Up series, so there's a lot. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you. If you want to learn more about that, you can visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. You can shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams and our Dynamo in studio guest, Keisha Freeland, signing off for now. Want you to know and be reminded that Coach Adams, I coach, and you win.